Episode 3177, Ignite Your Spouse's Passion.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. How are you doing? How are you enjoying the weather? For us, guess what? It's getting a little chilly. Oh, yes. Guess what? Time for snuggles. Oh, I love snuggles. Yep, because it's relationship builders. And why not ignite your spouse's passion and snuggle too? Come on, let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. All right, well, you know a lot's happening at Create Your Now, and I know you've got a crazy schedule today because I do too. Football's on, and guess what? Happy birthday! Oh, yes, we're celebrating lots of birthdays this weekend, especially our grandson. He turns the big 1, 2, 3. That means I'm getting old too. I cannot believe it's been 3 years. Okay, I digress, but you can tell love is in the air for many reasons. And so I want you to spend time with the ones that you love. So we're going to make this one to the point. We're going to get to it because if not, we're just going to be jibber jabbering here all the time. So because there is a lot happening at Create Your Now, we've got the website changing. It isn't officially all completed yet. So when that does go live, I'll let you know. I mean, it's still active, so you can head on over to Create Your Now anytime. Obviously, our podcast here, check it out daily. Don't forget us. We're here. And we've got the new TV show. Now, you're probably like, what? We partnered with Pray.com. We are still there, by the way. So if you're enjoying what's on Pray.com, that's fabulous. Stay there. But if you also want to look at other things or you want to figure out other channels, it's going to be also on YouTube and it's going to be on our website. So we're expanding a little bit. Plus, we're on like regular cable and satellite. I mean, like, it's really cool. So God's opening many doors. So stay tuned here. I will be sure to keep you up to date. But the best thing is get on the newsletter and come on over to createyournow.com. You know, our family is growing. And when you take that first step of becoming a family, and that's through marriage, it's very interesting, right? It's when, where the I becomes we. Love is not just about sharing dreams, which you do initially, right? But it's about making them flourish together. Be the spark that ignites your spouse's passion. Because I think a lot of us, just in general, okay, I'm not saying you specifically, but in general terms, we are very driven by what we know, right? It's natural for us to focus on our own dreams and goals, but it's equally important to uplift and encourage our spouse's ambitions too. Now, I'm not saying you forget that, but sometimes we get so wrapped up in our own career or our own movement, whatever it is, that we don't always stress, wow, you're doing incredible things. How can I help you do it better? Or how can I support you? You know, it's not always about doing things better, letting them do it, expressing themselves, but allowing you to say, how can I serve you in this capacity? Where do I need to show up? And sometimes it's just a listening ear. And sometimes it's, no, you got to kick me in the pants. And other times it's like, just back off. I don't want to talk. Whatever that is for your spouse, you want to be there for them. I know you do. And so I want to talk about today that if you want to stay together, you got to create together. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy, create together. Because every marriage deserves to have a partnership that encourages each other to reach for the stars. I mean, don't you think? Everything they could dream of. What is that? And why not create it together? Why not do it together? Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to go into business together or that you're going to write a book together or that you're going to travel the world together. I mean, I would say definitely travel the world together if you can, but you get my drift, right? It is about supporting each other, encouraging each other in our own strengths because you bring strengths to the relationship and so does your spouse. And it's not fair if you're just always thinking about you. Now, you're important, don't get me wrong, but so is your spouse. And so it's important to see their strengths and find a way, how can we ignite that? How can we make their strengths brighter? How can we shine the light on them? Let their dreams come true once in a while. Now, for our family, very interesting. I've shared this story multiple times. I was actually on my way to medical school, and I decided not to go because I became pregnant. I mean, I would say we, but really I'm the one who's pregnant, right? I'm just saying. But yes, we were going to start our family, not planned. It was a blessed surprise, totally out of the blue. And I was in the midst of that last step, having the interview, and then basically I was going to join. Well, my husband was also in postgraduate school at the time, and there was just no way. He would have been a second year. I would have been a first year. And I'm like, yeah, that's just not going to work. That's not the life that I want for our family. Can I do it? Yep, I can. Do I really want to do it that way? Probably not. And during that time, my parents were overseas. My dad was stationed in Belgium. And I didn't have, you know, my siblings were younger and high school, but they had to live their lives. It's not to come and help me take care of things because my husband's taking care of his dreams. So I decided to back away from my dreams. And it was one of my dreams. Now, I've had lots of dreams. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm crushed or anything like that. It's not. But the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because sometimes you have one of you in the relationship that's going for their dreams. And they get to go and soar and grow. And then all of a sudden, it becomes kind of a plateau. And they're settled in to their dream. Then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, wait, it's my turn. And so that is what has happened with us, is that I raised the kids. I did. I was a stay-at-home mom. I was also an entrepreneur. Still am an entrepreneur. I did work outside of the home for a very long time. And then I came into the home and still worked. And then I decided that, no, I'm not officially going to, quote unquote, make money. I'm going to do a lot of volunteer work. And I'm going to homeschool our children, all of which was fabulous. And I could be here forever telling you all that I've done. But now I get to create my now. Hence the business Create Your Now. And so this is really where my dream is coming true. And it's not for me. It's in how I can serve other women and men like you. And that's really where my heart is. You know that. I share my heart all the time. And so when you think about, gosh, am I really supporting my spouse's dreams, their passions? Am I doing what my husband needs me to do? Am I paying attention? Am I paying attention to my wife? Am I giving her that space and time to be creative, to do what she wants to do if she wants to write or if she wants to, I don't know, maybe she has a dream to become an actress. I have no idea. Whatever her dream is, are you supporting that and how are you doing that? Is this the season for it? It's not always a season. And like for me, I started out podcasting, right? Very, very slow and steady. And I've been doing that now for a long time. 2014. Kind of crazy thinking of it that way. We're going to be jumping into our 10th year. And by golly, we are going to do a lot of celebrating. There's a lot of changes happening, but it's taken time. And that's okay. But you see, that's where I've been able to create my now. This is my season to reach for the stars. And so my spouse, who I supported him and how he has just, oh my goodness, he is doing incredible things in his career. He's now established. Now it's my turn. And then maybe we can do it actually completely together, because that is our dream, is that he would come over and we would do it together. So I say all of that to encourage you that maybe you're like, Christiane, I really want to reach for the stars. Like, I want to live out my dreams and I've got big ones, but I just can't do it now. I want you to know that's okay, because I didn't just go one decade. I went to almost three. Now, I did start the podcast early, but I still had babies then. And so I did what I could, and still having a daily podcast is crazy. Do you know we have over 3,200 episodes? Yes, I saw that count and I was like, really? It does amaze me, but it's all because of you. Seriously, I'm here because of you. You challenge me, you delight me, and you ask me to come here. And so I want to serve and I want to share. And so I hope that you gain a little bit of wisdom from my past mistakes. And I hope you can actually use it to further your life and your journey to create your now. So in all of that, okay, this is an encouragement thing. In all of that, what can you do really to create together? How can you truly support your spouse's passion in what, you know, he or she really wants to go out and do? Well, number one, you've got to communicate openly. Effective communication forms a cornerstone of any healthy relationship, especially marriage. So engage in open dialogue with your spouse. And when you do that, you're going to create a nurturing environment that truly just builds trust and understanding. And when you encourage your partner to express their aspirations and dreams, and you listen attentively and provide a safe space for their dreams, that's when everything's going to take shape. But it's one of those things where you have to show a genuine interest. It can't just be like, hey, how's it going on that book writing thing? Maybe already 5 months have gone by. Maybe 2 years have gone by. Maybe 10 years have gone by. And you're like, yeah, I really wanted it. But you're just kind of like, oh, yeah, well, good luck with that. And you just go on to something else. Make space to listen to their dreams, even if it may not be something that's going to take shape for decades. Take time to dream together, right? When you create together, you stay together. And when you have this open communication, you can actively contribute to your spouse's journey towards realizing their dreams, what it looks like. Number two, offer unwavering support. Support comes in many forms. And as a spouse, it is vital to be their biggest cheerleader. That's what you got to show up as. Whether you want to or not, whether you feel like it, whether you've had a bad day, whether you've just had a heated argument, you've got to turn the page and you've got to be their biggest cheerleader always. And they've got to feel it, know it. You've got to be present during success and, guess what, more importantly, failure. You've got to be willing to offer those words of encouragement and celebrate every milestone. Maybe, yes, like for us, we're coming together as a family to celebrate many birthdays. October is a huge month for us. We celebrate a lot of things, but one of them is the birth of our grandson. We've got another grandbaby on the way. My daughter is very, very plump and she's adorable. But, you know, we get excited about this. It's a milestone for our family. You know, and this is one thing as a mom who loves her children deeply, and I have five of them, and it's crazy. It's a party every day. But my dream has been able to always be able to spend time with my kiddos underneath my roof, underneath their roofs, and watching them grow, watching them live out their dreams. And that's something that my husband and I share. And so, when you're looking at life as a whole, right, and you want to offer that support, you got to understand that seasons come and go, right? You're going to have roller coasters, ups and downs and all arounds. And so you got to support each other so you can overcome obstacles when things aren't going right. When you need that extra emotional support, that physical support even, that practical assistance like, you know, I just got to figure this out and I don't know how to figure it out. Like, I know I need a new computer, but how are we going to finance that? Like, what does that look like, right? So encourage to take calculated risk together and step outside of their comfort zone so you can too. But you've got to offer that unwavering support. And then really ask some detailed questions about their dreams. Because dreams require sacrifices. Think about that for a moment. I'm sure your career required sacrifice and more than one or two. you already heard of mine. And my career has changed. Now, you can call me Dr. Mom if you want. That's great, because I feel like I kind of am. But it's not about a title. I want to serve, and that's where my heart is. I mean, if I literally could reach through the airways right now and give you a huge hug, that's what I want to do. And as a spouse, you should be giving that hug to your spouse, offering that support, regardless of what's happening. And no, I mean, we don't always like have everything lined up and, you know, everybody say, oh, or the stars are going to align. Not necessarily. Sometimes you have to create your now. Oh, wait, that's all the time. It's in your decisions, in the choices that you make, the way you get up. Are you choosing to get up on the right side of the bed or the wrong side of the bed? You choose. So offer unwavering support. That's a choice too. And finally, number three, collaborate and co-create. I love this one. True partnership, right? That's what it is. And that means you're actively participating in your spouse's dreams. Now, that doesn't mean that you're working in partnership. Like my husband, he supports us in many ways. Sometimes it's like, oh, she's got to go record. So I'm writing and researching, and I might be untouchable for a couple hours. He understands that. So he finds stuff that interests him. And then when I'm done working, because that's just what I need to do, I want, you know, all of our stuff that we do, I want it fresh. I want it real. I want it relative and relevant. It's not just about, okay, I'm just going to come on here and say, this is what we're going to do today. How boring is that? That's not living life, right? Let's talk football. Let's talk soccer. Let's talk about, oh my goodness, all of the things out there. Let's talk theater. Right? The Phantom of the Opera. I do not know why that just popped in my head, but it did. And I can just, okay, I'm not going to sing it, I promise you, because I do not have a Phantom of the Opera voice. Now, I can sing, but I'm not going to do that to you. But hopefully you're smiling on this one. But think about it, right? Don't you want to be the Phantom for your spouse? Like, can I collaborate secretly with you and co-create? What does that look like? Truly, you know, exploring areas that say, what can I help do for you to lift you up? Maybe it's to take care of the kids for just a couple hours on a Saturday afternoon so you can go do something. Then share that with your spouse, right? Ask your spouse what they need. I know for my husband, a lot of times it was quiet, quiet, and more quiet. So what do you think I did with the kids? We went outside. We went to the park. We had play dates. We did creative things. We volunteered at places. We did a lot of work at church. And so we had involvement so Dad could do what he needed to do to further his career. So now he's enjoying life a little bit differently. So actively engage in activities together. Provide assistance, even financial assistance. Okay, that's important. You're in this together. One became two. And then be an enthusiastic sounding board for their ideas. And what I mean by that is just say, hey, how's it going with your book writing? And then be quiet and let them talk. That's what you want to do. Let them take the floor. It's all about you. Don't get on your phone. No squirreling, no reeling, nothing like that. Work together, respectively, towards your dreams together and create that bond that is stronger and more fulfilling because you're creating together. Supporting your spouse's dreams requires dedication, a lot of understanding, and truly a genuine desire to see them thrive. Do you have that in your heart? That's the question for you today. Because remember, by being the spark that ignites your spouse's passion, you contribute not only to their happiness, but also to the strength and longevity of your relationship. Aspire to support and uplift each other's dreams, creating a journey of shared achievement and lifelong happiness. That's why you said I do, right? Because you have dreams. You're building a life together. Think of it this way. Those who create together, stay together. Go in peace, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.